What is up, everybody? Welcome to today's recording of Victory and Defeat. My name is McKittens. Unfortunately, my host, Millennius, is not here today. He's having internet issues again, and I have really... I'm wondering what's going on at his place, but unfortunately, he's not going to be joining us, so we're going to be riding solo today on today's live stream. So it's going to be a little bit of a shorter recording, live stream, scenario situation, so I hope you guys can deal with my just rambling for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So, we're going to get into it, you know, cover some of the topics that we're going to be covering today. We're actually going to be talking about our reactions to the picks for this weekend. Wait, no, that's the wrong agenda. Sorry, chat. See, look at this. I'm already doing this. So, yeah, we are going to be going into... So looking back at this week's matches, also the experimental nerfs that are coming up for the DPS rolls, which apparently it's supposed to be really hot. That's live in the experimental mode right now, so you guys can try it out. We're gonna be covering that, see how that's gonna affect Overwatch League as well too. Gonna be taking a look at some of the standings and look to some of the playoffs and how the meta shift's gonna change. Take a quick look at last-minute MVP voting, because that actually closes on the 28th, which is in a couple days from this recording. And we're also going to talk about a little fun topic going on right now with McGrady trying to hit up Halsey on Twitter. So we'll start off with kind of the reactions from the weekend. And to start off with, we can talk right into the big one. The Atlanta almost beating San Francisco Shock, which was an absolute crazy situation. And I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was just insane the way that the teams played. I mean, it went down right down to a wire, and no one honestly really expected it to go that route. And, you know, bravo to Atlanta. And, you know, it really kind of brings up the topic of was San Francisco sandbagging? I mean, I don't know. We'll see about that. But I mean, watching Edison play and just going, just playing out of his absolute freaking mind was just crazy. It was crazy to see. So, I mean, I was probably the best Overwatch I've seen from the underdogs. Battle for LA right after that was amazing as well, too. Gladiators were able to pick a win over the Valorant, whatever. I don't give a shit. We're able to pick a win over that. So, you know, that was really fun to see as well, too. So, interested to see if they're going to meet in the playoffs again, which would be really cool to see. Seoul. Also, I want to point out the game against Seoul versus London. London almost picked a win off of Seoul, which was very interesting because Seoul got 3-0'd by the Spark the day before, which, again, you know, we kind of suggested, hey, it depends on what team, you know, shows up against the Spark. It shows up against Seoul, or what Seoul team shows up. Seoul lost against the Spark the day before, which was kind of a surprise. I thought they were going to be at least competitive. They got 3-0'd. Sadly, Vancouver 3-0'd Boston. Boston, you need to rebuild your team at this point. You know, whatever. You need to rebuild your team at this point. And, another surprising thing was, the other surprising thing was Washington Justice. I was expecting them to be a little bit more competitive against the San Francisco Shock. Just a little bit. Thank you, Adelon. I do appreciate the sub. So, yes. San Francisco, I thought Washington Justice was going to be a little bit more competitive. I thought the Justice were going to have a much more competitive gameplay because they now have Decay on there, but apparently not as much as I thought they were. So that really covers kind of the weekend roundup and stuff like that. Besides that, it was pretty much just 3-0s, 3-0s all over the place. But hey, we got a little bit of a break actually coming up. And then we got playoffs, which start September 3rd. So, coming up, so going into that, really want to talk a little bit about what we're expecting some of the matches to look like. I frankly am looking at, I'm trying to pull up the playoff bracket right here, chat. See what the playoffs are going to look like. Come on, here we go. So yeah, I don't think they actually announced the playoff brackets for the I'm pulling that up right now. The which start up in September, so everybody gets a break, which is good to see. But the most recent patch notes, or the most recent experimental mode, is kind of having a lot of people freak out right now, because the because a lot of the new players, a lot of the DPS are getting just nerfed to the ground, which is ridiculous. So just kind of highlight what's going on with the experimental mode. Now, experimental is, for folks who don't know, is where people try out the modes to see what the games are going to look like, so to speak, in terms of like what they like about it. It's basically like a test mode, so for folks who are new to this. So, Anna, her ammo is reduced from 14 to 12. Ashe is going to be reduced from 15 to 12. Zarya, ammo increased from 20 to 25. Widowmaker, ammo increase from 30 to 35, but scoped ammo cost increased from 3 to 5. Now, along with that, and this is kind of the crazy thing, so we'll start off with Widowmaker here. Widowmaker, her scope shots now have fall off damage, which is insane. So no longer is she going to be that viable sniper. I don't know how you guys feel about that, with that being the case, but she's no longer going to be. So her fall off damage now have fall off damage from 60 to 85 meters. So basically, anything past 60, 85, it's going to have fall off damage. So that's going to be interesting. 60 onwards, it's going to have fall off damage, which is interesting because she doesn't have fall off damage right now. Symmetra, secondary fire reduced from 140 to 120. I think everybody was a relief on that because it just becomes basically, you know, just a blast cannon with her. Ashe, we'll go back to Ashe as well too. Ashe, aim down sights damage reduced from 85 to 80. That's going to be a huge effect as well, too. The other ones that are, you know, again, these are kind of set into play, but also you got McCree. McCree's recovery increased from 4.2 to 50. Farr's recovery is also increased as well, too. Are we going to see the return of legs? That's my question. I would love to see that. Soldier 76. I think we all can agree on Soldier 76 being part of the meta. Because, I mean, that would be fantastic, chat. That would be absolutely fantastic if we had that coming back as well, too. So the whole purpose of this, and from what, you know, kind of the notes and what some of the developers are saying, is they want to bring back old, hashtag bring back old guy. That's what people are saying in the chat right now. But I mean, the whole purpose of this right now is to, you know, the whole purpose of this is to have the DPS players like, okay, here we go. Here's a more complete list here. So we talked about Widowmaker. Scope shots have up to 50% fall damage from 60 to 85. So yeah, that's happening. But like everybody is getting nerfed to the ground right now. That is any sort of DPS, which I'm like, okay, I get you. Let's bring back the legs, Jelly. Yeah. McCree, primary fire. Recovery increased from 4.2 to 50. I don't know. It should be interesting. Do you think support nerfs or power creep? I'm not exactly sure about that. For folks who are wondering who I'm talking to, I'm talking to the chat right now because I got to talk to somebody on this podcast here. I'm going to look like an idiot. So, which, by the way, you guys are listening to this podcast. We do record every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern. You can check us out on our channel. So, yeah, because again, I'm running solo tonight, so I'm kind of just rambling here, and I'm sure this podcast is probably not going to be the most viewed episode. I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest. So, yeah, but, and also, Ana got nerfed as well. Her ammo reduced from 14 to 12, which, I mean, you know, that's, we do see her played a lot in the Overwatch League, so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen on that? So, going back to that whole discussion, I think we're going to see a little bit more Soldier 76 in the Overwatch League. Because if this experimental mode goes the way it's going to go, it may actually release by the time Overwatch League happens, the playoffs. And that would be super cool. Because I don't know about you guys, I want to see more Soldier 76. I want to see more of that playstyle because I think Soldier 76 can be a really, really good character in, you know, these professionals' hands. Because I really think that he could be a game changer because he can flank, he can heal himself. Sure, I get it. Everybody makes the argument that, yo, he basically is useless because the first four shots are accurate and then after that it's just spray and pray. But I mean, when you play him like that, spray and pray kind of mentality, you get in a cluster or group, you start spraying and praying, you throw a, you know, you shoot a rocket down there, splash damage, you're just gonna start killing people. We all know San Francisco Shock is gonna dominate. We got some San Francisco fans in here. I think we got two San Francisco fans in here right now. So, yeah, in the chat. So, of course, we all know San Francisco is going to dominate. And, yeah, and I don't know. I don't know because guess what? They got to get through Philly. So, that's going to be interesting, that's for sure. So, I don't know what you guys think about that. I'm going to go ahead and see if they pull it. I'm going to see if they have the playoff brackets announced yet. Stuff like that. Philly just got a nice stadium. Let's see. I want to see if they actually have the playoffs brackets. Okay, here we go. All right. So that brings us up to our next topic right now. Yes, we did. We did. So, yes, they have been announced. So, starting off, we're going to start off with the NA bracket, which is going to be Boston Uprising going against the Houston Outlaws. Now, why waste time talking about Boston? For folks who are listening to this podcast after the fact, I am wearing a Boston Uprising jersey. So, yes, we're going to talk about that. But I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I know you guys hate it. So, Boston Uprising versus Houston Outlaws. This is a game that I think they can lose. I'm going to say that because, you know what, Boston, you haven't really done anything this entire season. So, I'm going to say, sorry, guys, you're probably not going to make it past round one. Maybe, though. They might be able to because they did actually, the only other win that they pulled up was against the Houston Outlaws. But then the Boston Uprising lost to them again. Washington Justice versus Vancouver Titans. This should be a no-brainer. This should be a slam dunk for the Washington Justice because they just picked up the K. But Vancouver is also looking pretty good. And Vancouver is also making me wonder, hey, what happens when you decide to blow up your entire organization? Who knows? So, on this one, all that money Robert Kraft could buy. You have the Shock Soul too. Man, we're getting some shade in the chat right now. Washington Justice versus Vancouver Titans. I'm going to have to go with Washington Justice, not because I'm a Washington Justice fanboy, just because I honestly think Decay is going to pop off. He didn't get a chance to pop off against the San Francisco Shock because for obvious reasons, but I think with 2 weeks preparation with Decay under the helm, I think Decay can actually go and off. The Titans, I don't think they're that consistent. I don't think they're going to be able to win. So the second round playoffs, we got, and I do like the selection. I do got LA, Atlanta, and Dallas. Those are all going to be the opponents going up against whoever wins the first round. So that should be interesting to see who they're going to play. Because if, for example, Boston will go up against the Gladiators, which would be LA. Which LA? LA Gladiators, yeah. Glads, yeah. That would be interesting. Another rematch, because up until last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, Boston is undefeated against the Gladiators. So that would be interesting if they made it through and get to the Gladiators. If they don't, though, Houston Outlaws versus Gladiators, that should be a good matchup. That should be a really good matchup, having two teams go against each other. I think that would probably be one of the games to watch. Now, I'm a little confused about the format because there's three teams and there's only two of them that go on. I guess maybe one team plays the loser, but we'll figure that out, I guess. Nobody really tells me anything except for the thing, but I'm looking onto it. But, you know, we got Atlanta and Dallas and Vancouver. When will we see women in Al? We do. We have Gregory on Shanghai Dragons, who played last week, actually. Which is really cool to see.
She's been on San Francisco. She's been on Shanghai for a while.
You know, and actually, this is probably should have been the format of the podcast is just question and answer session with McKittens. But we're going to keep doing that. Atlanta just have a massive team house. Yeah. Atlanta does have a massive team house. I mean, mansion. Anyways, continuing through the brackets. So Atlanta versus Dallas. Atlanta would probably play either Vancouver. Well, will probably play Washington. And I don't know who Dallas plays because there's three of them. I should probably read the rules on this before I actually do that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. This is the totally uninformed Overwatch League show. But in the playoff round three, so the teams that have byes are going to be Philadelphia Fusion, Florida Mayhem, San Francisco Shock, in Paris Eternal. Now, so Shock and Fusion will not play each other until like way, way in the round. They probably actually will not play each other until, if they both make it through the finals, which would be absolutely bonkers if that happens, because I would love to see that matchup again. But if they do, they're going to have to go through a tough opponent, Florida Mayhem. And this is Philadelphia Fusion. Because, again, these are all TBA. If Florida makes it through to the second round after their bye, they're most likely going to have to play the Philadelphia Fusion, which is going to be insane. Mayhem don't got nothing on Shock or Fusion. Mayhem won against Fusion and Shock, actually, I believe, in the playoffs earlier in the season, because they don't care. So we'll see what happens. That's going to be an interesting roundup, though. That's going to be an interesting match. I hope to say they're probably playing their academy. Man, you are just toxic tonight. You're just toxic tonight, buddy. General CBS over here is just being toxic tonight. But
Yeah, so now that we covered that, again, this is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast because, again, I'm flying solo tonight. So, you know, I'm trying to hold the reins here by myself. Let's talk about the Asian bracket. Let's talk about Asian playoff brackets. So we got Chengdu Hunters versus London Spitfire. That is going to be... Okay, what we got going on? Higher seeds in each region enjoy significant advantage, including buys and their choice opponents in the first round bracket. Oh, that makes sense now, according to Alde. Spitfire, London Spitfire versus Chengdu Hunters. I'm going to have to go with the Chengdu Hunters on this one. I think Chengdu Hunters look a little bit better than the Spitfire. I think the Spitfire, really, I'm surprised the Spitfire is so low. I mean, there's only seven teams in the division, but... I'm surprised that the Spitfire is so low. So, anyways, Spitfire, Chengdu Hunters. I'm going to have to go with the Chengdu zone. Go with them. Next round, you got New York and the Spark, who I guess get to choose their opponent. So, whoever wins Chengdu Hunters versus, London Spitfire will play New York. And I guess the Spark gets whoever loses or whoever doesn't make it. So, I would love to see Chengdu Hunters play against New York because I feel like that would be a cool matchup because Chengdu really just plays a weird play style and it's just out of the blue. It's definitely a different type of team. They play a lot of different strategies. I'm hoping a Bastion comes out. Who knows? I mean, it's the playoffs. Go big or go home. You know, New York plays it kind of, to the letter. You get Jonak, you got them on the team. I mean, who knows? So, in the playoff round threes, you got Shanghai Dragons, Chengdu Charge. Oh, Guangzhou Charge. Sorry. I said Chengdu Charge. That's terrible. Wow. Man, this is so depressing that I don't got my co-host here because he would call me out immediately. He's probably going to listen to this. And I'm going to get an angry text at like 2:00 in the morning saying, bro, you suck. Because that's how we roll. Anyways, Charge, Shanghai, just waiting in the third round. I think, honestly, it's safe to bet that Shanghai is probably going to win it all in the Asian division. But I really, really, really do want to see. I really, really, really do want to see the... I want to see Shanghai versus, and I'm saying it, Philadelphia Fusion. That would be an epic game. Like, that's going to be an epic game. By the way, so we now covered that topic. Of what to expect coming in next week. It's not next week. It's the following week. I want to get to your questions. What do you guys want to ask us, or me in particular, in terms of the totally uninformed one-man show here. What do you guys think? We're also want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win it all? That's the topic right now. Who do you think is going to win it all? Shanghai? You think it's going to be Philadelphia? You think it's going to be the Shock? We'll pose that question and we'll move on to another one here in just a second. As you can tell, I am pulling up my agenda here because, again, I was not prepared to do this by myself. So I'm just kind of stalling for time here and see what we got next coming up. But overall, kind of change gears into the whole season as a whole. Change gears to the whole reflections on the season. I want to say, this has definitely been one of the most bizarre, but definitely one of the most entertaining seasons to watch. I personally had the pleasure of going up to a couple of the Homestead games when we went up to the two
Washington Justice homestead games that they had and had an absolute blast. And it was really cool to see that becoming a reality where you actually had home field advantage. You know, you had home field advantage. You were playing in front of your crowd. You're playing in front of your fans. And that was really cool to see. I was a little concerned when they switched over to online play. In the first couple of weeks, I remember when they were selecting bands based off of, you know, cat picks. Or that was interesting. It's always cat picking who gets banned. That was fun to see. But I think they recovered very well. I think that they then turn it around. They had a little bit of a kind of a struggle bus there for a couple of weeks of the season. They then turned it around, had a much smoother gameplay for the remaining games in the season. I did like how they switched up to the playoff formats where they did like the monthly mayhem, the summer countdown cup, summer playoffs, all that stuff. So I did like that they did that because that made it really feel like more was on the line. And I was actually very surprised at how they were able to basically make up all these games in the last couple of weeks that, you know, the teams weren't able to do. That's pretty impressive. I mean, this is, you know, a huge organization. This is teams that, you know, Paris was supposed to be playing in Paris. Like, you know, that was the kind of plans that they were coming up with, guys. That was the kind of plans that were going to happen. So, you know, I applaud Blizzard as a whole, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about this next week as well too, when we got, you know, second host as well. I want to make sure, you know, that we kept the podcast recording schedule going, keep you guys entertained and everything of that nature, so we'll probably talk about that next week as well too. But overall, I think that Overwatch League guys done a really good job considering circumstances. I do applaud your efforts, and hey, definitely hope to see the homestead games come back because that was a lot of fun, and I would definitely love to continue what I was doing and, you know, go into the games and blogging and everything like that, and, you know, doing some short video vlogs. That would be fantastic to do. But yeah, we'll hopefully see what happens next year. But while we're on the topic of next year, or, you know, actually I got a little off track here, sidetrack. That was supposed to be coming up on my next topic, but we're going to go into MVP discussions. What do you guys think right now? I'm going to pull up the current MVP race right now because the voting does close in a couple of days. Let me pull that up real quick because they, yeah, here we are. The MVPs are coming up. Selections that are coming up in a couple of days, in 2 days actually, from this recording. I'm just pulling it up right now. Here we are. So, yeah. I myself, you know, it was a hard pick, and unfortunately, Blizzard didn't call us and say, hey, by the way, you guys are analysts, you guys get one vote, you know. Because we're not that important yet. Because for folks who don't know, fan vote counts for 25% of the votes. And the other 75 coming in with a combination of general managers, head coach, broadcast talent, and media, which we should be included in that. We're media. Hopefully next year we'll get on that. But, you know, right now we got Fleta in first at 25%. This is the fan vote, and this is updated every Thursday, so it's actually going to update tomorrow. But Fleta, 25% of the vote. Carpe, 22%. XZI, 22%. And then it just drops off after that. It's ridiculous. You got Ellen at 8%. Void, 7%. Shinobi at 6%. Alarm, 4%. Violet 3, Yaki 2, Krong 1. I was gonna vote for Jerry, but I was like, I can't toss this vote. I mean, I can't toss this vote. But what do you guys think about that? Right now, it looks like, for at least the fan voting is Fleta, versus Carpe at this point. I mean, Carpe's a close and XEI. So those are kind of like your three-way right there of picks. I'll be 100% honest with you. I waited until this moment to vote, and I'm going to throw my name at Carpe. Here's the reason why. I feel like Carpe has really developed well in the Philadelphia Fusion, you know, and he's a veteran player. I mean, Fleta is as well, too. Fleta's a great player as well. I think it was, you know, it was a tie between Fleta and Carpe, and then ended up picking Carpe because I think in clutch moments, Carpe has been able to show that he's just a much better clutch player. You know, he just has that, you know, when there's, you know, 2 seconds on the clock and you need to score that three-pointer, you hand it to Carpe. So, I mean, I think Carpe is really elevated the team. I mean, his performance against San Francisco Shock 2 weeks ago was just phenomenal. And that's really what sealed the deal for me in terms of, hey, this guy needs to get my MVP vote. So he got my MVP, a fourth of an MVP vote because it's only count 25% for the fan votes. Whatever. Anyways. So now that we got that on out of the way, the MVP conversation, we're going to talk about something really, really, really hysterical, really fun, and I think something that you guys will all enjoy. A little bit of humor coming out of the Overwatch League with McGravy. So, for folks who don't know McGravy, McGravy is the flex tank for LA. So, apparently, there, you know, he decided to one day wear a diva suit. This was in April. He decided to wear a full-fledged diva suit because he tweeted at Halsey. For folks who don't know Halsey, Halsey is a singer. I think a lot of people know Halsey. I'm not going to go into the whole things. But the funny thing about the whole situation was she responded back and said, King. That was in April. So, we're now in August. Why am I bringing this up right now? Why am I bringing this up right now? Because I'm bringing this up right now because Halsey, out of nowhere, tweeted to him and said, I miss you. Out of freaking nowhere. This was a couple weeks. This was on the 21st, so about a week ago. Out of fucking nowhere. Now, everybody and the fans all want McGravy to just shoot his shot. Just go for it. So, he tweeted out and said, what are we? Which, by the way, folks, there is no response to that. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that just the social media person from Halsey just trolling everybody? Or does McGravy actually have a shot? I don't know. That's our topic for next week. Because I can do a follow-up conversation for next week. Again, real short recording for today. So do apologize for folks who are used to our hour-long conversations. But it's hard for me, myself, to keep an hour of topic going. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and end the stream and the recording. You guys can follow me at mckittens.tv. That's my website. You can check out all our socials on there. But if you guys have Twitter, at mckittens.tv. If you got Instagram, PoeMcKittens as well, too. You can check this recording, which will be posted up shortly after this, on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all your all your favorite listening apps. We are on there as well, too. Please hit that follow button and also, you know, subscribe as well, too, to those podcasts, because we do want to keep this thing rolling.
and we want to keep getting better as well too. So again, you know, I do apologize. This was kind of a weird format because it was just me the entire time talking to the audience, but thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully Millennius doesn't have another internet crash again, and everybody have a good day. We'll see you guys all next week.